From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Colombia's Congress on Wednesday approved a peace deal between the government and the rebel group known as FARC to end more than 50 years of war. The lower house approved the deal without any opposing votes, a day after members of the Senate backed it with the same outcome. Members of the former president, Alvaro Uribe's party, walked out in protests in both chambers. He has criticized the peace deal as being too lenient on FARC members. Peace negotiations have stretched on 4 years in the effort to end the conflict that has killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions. The United Nations unanimously voted on Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea for its September 9th nuclear tests. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had spoken after the vote was taken, saying it's one of the most strictest sanctions yet. The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year and lost funds used to finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien is urging countries with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting on Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he is completely removing himself from his business to avoid the appearance of conflicts of interest after he becomes president. Trump's transition team said Wednesday that Treasury nominee Steven Mnuchin and Commerce nominee Wilbur Ross will be instrumental in implementing the president-elect's America First economic plan. The firm United Technologies said Wednesday that it will keep 8,000 jobs, in the United States rather than move them to Mexico. The company said it's got a promise from President-elect Trump to improve the nation's business climate as well as incentives from the state of Indiana. U.S. House Democrats ignored calls for new leadership on Wednesday, reelecting California's Nancy Pelosi as the minority leader for another 2-year term. She has been Democratic leader in the House since 2002. Pelosi won re-election by more than a 2-to-1 margin, turning back a challenge from Ohio's Tim Ryan. Pelosi is 76 years old. She represents urban San Francisco in the U.S. Congress. OPEC agreed on Wednesday to cut oil production for the first time since 2008 in an effort to boost prices and challenge non-OPEC producers to follow suit. Russia, a non-OPEC member, agreed to cut its oil output by 300,000 barrels a day. The news from OPEC and Russia caused a 10% surge in oil prices in New York and overall boost in energy stocks. December 1st marks World AIDS Day. For the past 3 decades, activists around the world put a spotlight on the AIDS virus on this day, encouraging testing, information on how it spreads, and how to keep from getting it. And now scientists are talking about vaccines and a cure. A large-scale trial of a potential vaccine is underway currently in South Africa. The United Nations and the U.S. representatives are warning in separate meetings on Wednesday of escalated tensions and potential violence in South Sudan. The United States has been pressing for a UN's arms embargo and other targeted sanctions against the government of South Sudan and opposition leader Riek Machar, but has been stalled in its efforts by a lack of unity among the 15 Security Council members. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.